लाइक जंगलिंग दिमाग खराब कर दो कि यू एंड अप पेइंग कि नहीं यार कंटेंट देखना है, अगर अच्छा है कंटेंट तो यू एंड अप पेइंग। एंड इंडिया में कैसे पैसे बने, लाइक यूट्यूब टू शो 2-3 एड्स, साला 15 एड दिखाते हैं। We spoke about like AstroTalk is 100 million plus, Friend is 40-50 million, Seekho is 50 million.
There's a company which is a human astrologers. They build a top of the funnel AI astrology which is just for basic stuff. फिर जब पैसे देने की बात आई तो आपको actual astrologer से बात करा देते। I was talking to one large gaming company founder and I was asking them कि आप लोग AI कहाँ use कर रहे हो? He said the biggest use is fraud prevention. I think ByteDance का एक बहुत बड़ा ऐप है Honggu करके, earns about $7 billion of revenue in China alone every year. There are set of conversation that you will never have with a human.
Sex is always the biggest genre, right? I mean, soft porn, whatever it is. That's where I think everywhere starts. AI in fintech, AI in content, AI companions, and a lot of these things will become mainstream.
But at least till today, what content will consumer like? Like it's still a problem to be solved.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 32 of the Asymmetric Podcast. We are missing Shantanu today. Unfortunately, he had a severe backache. Middle age is clearly catching up with him. So we wish him well. We are continuing this episode nevertheless. As we are always telling our teams, consistency is key. You have to show up every single week. That's what we are doing. We have a very, very special guest with us today, Rahul Chaudhary, Managing Director at Stellaris Venture Partners, one of the premier VCs in the country. Rahul has been a VC for 18 years, tracking consumer tech largely. And we were very keen to chat about the emergence of new consumer tech models in the age of AI. Welcome, Rahul, on the episode. Big change that you guys will notice is maybe a difference in production, a difference in voice, maybe some lighting here or there and some shadows. We've just changed our executive producers. We are very proud to be now working with 01 Network. So we just tell them to start the recording so that they can know that now they can go have their chai nashta. One of the things that has been largely in conversations now for the last 2 years and especially the last 1 year has been AI. And we have not done enough on AI. We did one episode with Akrit, but that was at a time when it was still largely models being the center of conversation. And the biggest debate at that point of time was, should India develop its own model? And he's working as an AI advisor to the country, to the government. He had his own views. But we now seem to have evolved from the age of models to now consumer tech actually adopting AI significantly, right? And there seem to therefore be discussions around emergence of new models that will happen, new consumer tech models that may or may not take place. But at least the application layer of AI now is becoming mainstream. And that is something that we have not discussed enough about, because I think models may, we were so far behind. And I've got, like, if I had a 10 rupee note for every time people told me that real AI to valley mein ho raha hai, India mein kuch nahi ho raha hai. We are too far behind. I would be very, very rich by now. But I think that phase has now gone. We have come to the conclusion that the models will keep getting built. Maybe India will build its own models. We'll see where we get to. But the game seems to be now moving on to the application layer of AI, where true capitalists, whether it's an entrepreneur or a venture capitalist, a VC firm, will try and see that, achha, theek hai, model wala story to India mein kuch play out nahi hua. And I'm sure as a VC, you would have seen a bunch of attempts coming, trying, etc. We had Sarvam from India, which has got funded. But it's always a question mark. But now that it's moving to the application layer, I think the game is getting much more interesting, right? Most founders were trying to build brands over the last 2-3 years. Over the last 6 months to 12 months, you've seen the emergence of everything quick. Whether it's quick com to then quick services, now quick vertical commerce from fashion, like the Lenskart 2.0, FirstCry 2.0, everything will become quick, like a Nykaa 2.0 will get built. So that's one trend that we saw that we discussed, you know, a couple of episodes back. And I think the new emergence, at least we also try to think where the country will go. And looks like 2025 may be the year of a lot of consumer tech adoption of AI becoming mainstream. Would love to sort of discuss, you know, what you are seeing in the space. What do you think will happen? What has happened in the last 12 months, or what critically may happen in the next 12, right? Because enterprises will adopt it the last, right? I know we are hearing Accenture is adopting, McKinsey is adopting, etc. But it seems like AI in edtech, AI in fintech, AI in content, AI companions, and a lot of these things will become mainstream before the real enterprise adoption of AI, if you can call it. Do you have a view there?
So because I focus on consumer primarily, I would say as a fund, we have been bullish on AI. Like till last year or so, there were not enough consumer applications being built for AI, with AI. That was, I think, at least I used to feel there's not enough to do. In fact, a lot of new founders are building enterprise applications on top of AI models for the US market, which made obvious sense because there are some, you know, like traditional software moving to AI-led software. There are some obvious things where enterprises were spending money, and then you move them to a new or a better way to spend money on. But another challenge of not use, like a lot of consumer applications not built with AI-first approach has been the cost of inference. Because it is such a high-volume interaction that was in a lot of models where you need like a conversational model. You have that challenge. That cost has now come down considerably, at least on the chat side and hopefully soon on the voice side as well. So that is the other reason I think things are not happening but are happening now. So if you want, I can maybe put some structure, sure, like a one pager on Google Docs to just showcase at least some thinking, and then you can go into deeper discussion on the framework that I had in mind.
Sure.
It's a Google Doc only, it's not very detailed one. Can you guys see it?
Yes.
So what I have done here is I have taken for a moment health, education and financial services out.
Okay.
So, right, beyond, and there are a lot of applications I would say can be built on those three areas, and we are seeing them. We can go there also. But on the pure content side, like there are three kind of next level of businesses we see being built. One, as I was saying, conversational businesses. So you can have an Astro, which is AI Astro, AI religion, AI companion / therapy, AI dating. There could be an application which is to help senior citizens. We are seeing AI concierge services. So somebody can, you know, do a research on a good laptop to buy within 50,000 rupees for me and buy it. There are people building up that kind of book made for me.
Got it.
There are shopping assistants / stylist being built. These are all back and forth conversational kind of businesses.
Yeah.
Then there are consumption kind of businesses. In conversational, as I was saying, there is an ongoing, you know, AI usage on a real-time basis. Content is where you build one time using AI, but then consumption doesn't need too much of AI. Like when you are consuming, a regular consumer.
Yeah.
And again, different modalities, there are different purposes, you know, entertainment, there are companies like Dashtoon, Edutainment, companies like Seekho, and then educating people on certain topic. Not just education itself, but educating people on certain topics. And then there is interactivity. So like, I don't think we have one in India, but I've seen one or two companies in US where they're building a social network where all you are doing is following a bot.
Yeah.
That bot is posting what I'm doing every day. But you are connected with the bot, not with another human being. Right? And there are gaming kind of applications where we are seeing initially AI being used for asset creation, but then AI being also used for game design. And then over time, some non-playing character kind of piece. But broadly, outside of health, education, financials, I would say these are top buckets, at least of things we are seeing, and at least I would say things which I'm positive on. Because each one of them can become a large market. Clearly, the advantage is because you don't need at the, let's say in the conversational side, you don't need a human element on the supply side. Suddenly, the cost of providing that service or the gross margin that the business can earn is much, much higher. Because otherwise in the world,
For me, actually, that was the biggest question. If I see content and interactive, because you're technically capitalizing cost of making the game or the content once, and then you can have a multiple, like thousands of people can play that game or can consume that content and pay for it. Inherently, your gross margins would be much higher compared to one-to-one conversations for an Astro bot, right? Which is continuously you know, transcribing, then inferencing, then again processing, then saying something back. So your AI server costs, model costs would be much higher for conversational versus content or interactive, right? Nahi kya?
So I was not comparing one or the other. I was more comparing a human-led Astro service versus an AI-led Astro service.
You're saying so that today my cost of replacing a human astrologer with a, because the inference costs have come down, I can give a near 90th percentile same service at a lower cost than a real astrologer.
Yeah. And this cost will come down even further.
Even further.
So there is a current cost, but if you think 3 years out, it will only go down from here.
Yeah. And Rahul, just one related question to the above one, as costs go down, does it really mean that, because all of these actually products exist today, right, which are non-AI products in all of these segments, in the conversational one. Now, does it mean that these markets are going to like have a super normal growth from here because the cost of actually using an Astro service has gone down significantly? And that being passed on to the consumer, that, you know, let's say if you were booking an astrologer for 1,000 rupees for an hour, now you can possibly do it at 100 rupees an hour. I'm telling you, we didn't touch upon, there is a technical point to bringing the cost down also, is that there is a lot of caching which can be done because 80% of the questions are same. Yeah. Like we have seen that 80% of the questions are same. So you need to reply with the same answer. So it will come down drastically, as you are saying. But does this lead to like market expansion in a massive way?
So see, very interesting question, that one possibility is if same number of customers are using with reduced price, basically that means market size has shrunk. But with every deflation that you see due to technology, generally market expands.
Correct.
Right. So today, if I am hesitant to use or paid astrologer more than once a week, I'll be now maybe using it every day. Or more people will be using it who are not getting
more number of, yeah. Right. More number of users who are, let's say, in fact, this should bring a lot of people who are not doing any commerce transaction, let's say, on internet.
Exactly.
As first-time users also to start doing these transactions. Right. So, should lead to a market expansion rather than, you know, overall reduction because the AOV has gone down.
Exactly.
At least frequency will also go up, ideally, what you're saying.
Frequency will also go up. Number of new people will come up. So,
and the beautiful part, Revanth, is that all of these things because of AI will be available 24/7.
Yeah.
Right. So that also expands that if I want to speak to someone at 2 a.m. in the night, today you don't have a concierge who will pick up my call and answer for my query. In fact, we have done these experiments. This works. This is like we are not talking theory. This is all legit.
But let's say more, you've done this in the commerce perspective. If website pe koi aata hai aur usko doubt hai, तो कॉल सेंटर को बंदे रखने के लिए बहुत महंगा पड़ता है. इफ यू हैव अ एआई सेल्स असिस्टेंट इवन एट 2 एएम, यू आर एबल टू गेट दैट कन्वर्जन हायर, व्हिच इफेक्टिवली गिव्स द ऑर्डर इंक्रीज इवन एट दैट पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम.
करेक्ट. सो वी पुट अ कॉल मी बैक बटन. नाउ यू कैन लाइक क्लिक दैट कॉल मी बटन एट एनी पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम एंड स्पीक टू एंड ऑल्सो कंक्लूड द ट्रांजेक्शन विद इन दैट कॉल. राइट. यू डोंट हैव टू गो बैक टू द वेबसाइट एंड देन डू. So that's where it is headed. I think, you know, the only piece I think which is getting or which you need to catch is the intent. That if you catch that intent, then I think taking the user from that point to closing the transaction on voice call itself is becoming much, much, much easier, possible, cost efficient, 24/7. All of that is becoming possible.
Yeah. And in fact, in some of these things, we also see privacy as a use case. See, when you're talking to another human being, there are a few things that you don't want to discuss or cannot discuss or not open. At least in some of the early signs I've seen, there are set of conversation that you will never have with a human being. Right? In a therapy use case, in a astrology use case, and so on. In health use case also.
Yeah.
So that's another use case that opens up in some of these business models.
One more question here, Rahul. Do people know that they are talking to an AI, or is it just that पीछे एआई है बट उनको लग रहा है कि वो असली एस्ट्रोलॉजर से बात कर रहे हैं? व्हाट इज हैपनिंग नाउ, व्हाट आर यू सीइंग इन द मार्केट?
ऑल कंज्यूमर्स नो दे आर टॉकिंग टू एआई. इनफैक्ट दैट इज द ब्यूटी दैट आई फील, यू नो, लाइक समटाइम्स वी फील दैट आई ओनली वांट टू टॉक टू ह्यूमन बीइंग. एटलीस्ट जो अर्ली अडॉप्टर्स हैं, दे आर ऑल वेरी हैप्पी टॉकिंग टू एआई. लाइक लुक एट चैट जीपीटी इज यूज केस फ्रॉम इंडिया.
आई मीन
आई थिंक दे आर लार्जेस्ट और सेकंड लार्जेस्ट यूजर बेस इज फ्रॉम इंडिया.
या
So no, I correct. You are right that it is now getting accepted that I'm speaking to AI. No problem, as long as it's answering within the context. In fact, I have seen some of those transcripts wherein people are asking, just to check whether it is AI, people are asking, who is the Prime Minister of India? Right? In a commerce conversation, somebody is asking this. I think they were trying to check that, you know, it's an outside context question. Ideally, shouldn't get answered. If it is a human, they will answer. So, or they will have a very different answer to this. So people do all of that to check. But I think just looking at, you know, some of those statistics that we have, almost 50% people pick up the calls. Mm-hmm. And out of that, they are having like average 2-minute conversation. We are having like if abandoned cart conversions with humans was 10%, we are getting close to 7-8% already.
Wow. Amazing. Yeah.
So broadly, I could put all the conversational, if people know it's AI, broadly all of those, whether it's astrology, whether it's religion, whether it's senior citizen needs, concierge, I would actually put everything in companion, because it's solving for your need to have someone answer your questions right now. As you said, ChatGPT broadly is being used as a companion only today by most people, whether it's for work or it's for personal. Like, in fact, I know someone who uses ChatGPT as its her coach, right? Like a leadership coach. It's very interesting where the use cases are, but broadly the conversational part is let's say companionship on across these use cases, and each one of them could be a large business. And you're saying the other two are also interestingly now seeming like, and these are India-specific use cases, you're saying, not just India to global.
I don't follow too much of global market, so these are all India-specific use cases.
Very interesting.
Right.
Very interesting.
Also, I think, see, some cases, there is some vertical impact, like astrology, right?
Yeah.
If you have to answer a specific question, you have to refer to some science of astrology.
Mm.
Right? So, in those cases, a horizontal bot may not work as well.
Mm.
And again, technology might evolve. A lot of these horizontal bots also can't go deep into conversation, at least till now.
Mm.
Like, they don't have too much of memory of what was the last conversation, who was my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, what was my challenge with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, those kind of things today, at least that's a challenge in the application that we are seeing people are building for those memories, long-term memory, short-term memory. You know, you want to talk to an astrologer, which is, you know, we're going to have longer conversation with you. Whereas somebody wants to talk to an astrologer who will quickly tell me the answer.
Yeah.
So, alag alag avatars ban rahe hain us case mein.
Got it.
Is how we are seeing it.
Very interesting. And from a content perspective, I know you are saying you don't follow the global markets much, but my understanding is that at least initially the belief was that there is no monetization in India, right? And then over time, at least if I look at the biggest success as of today, if I can spend a little bit time on Pocket FM, which is, I think, now at a 200 million revenue run rate, at least my understanding of that business is the business model also evolved, right? While it started in 2018 and initially was largely summaries of books and mythology and India focused, the engagement time was not very high. But when they pivoted to long-form audio entertainment, which was modeled on more TV series in an audio format, and, you know, let's say 8 to 10 minutes per episode, etc., is when their engagement started increasing. But the true market validation slash monetization happened when they went global. And then the global expansion to a US or a Europe gave them the very high ARPU. Like, from what I understand, their ARPU in the US is about $150 a year, whereas in India, it's still about $10 a year. And again, we'll come to the next stage of evolution of India, but at least they went before UPI AutoPay came in, right? And we had the chat with Anand Lunia on how UPI AutoPay has changed the game for content in India. But at least that was the initial success, which showed to people that content can create large outcomes, like content consumption is going to increase. But this was still all humans. Like, they have a large creative team. I think now they have started leveraging AI in terms of script writing, in terms of, you know, voiceovers. Let's say humans can be replaced there, or a co-pilot for creating, let's say, a cliffhanger or a, you know, feedback on how pacey should an episode be, etc. And they will now move into more and more AI use cases because they're almost like an enterprise large business at a $200 million, right? Now they'll have to start leveraging and seeing how can content. But what we are seeing, interestingly, is the people who are leaving Pocket FM and saying we'll start content companies seem to be more AI first. Is that a fair conclusion to make?
Yeah, see, I would assume if Rohan of Pocket FM was starting today, he will also say, I will do AI first content, right? एक एरा था एंड क्लियरली दे हैव एन अमेजिंग लाइब्रेरी विच वॉज बिल्ट व्हेन एआई वाज नॉट दैट इजीली अवेलेबल राइट नाउ दैट एआई इज अवेलेबल इट डजंट मेक सेंस टू कंटिन्यू बीइंग प्योर ह्यूमन बेस्ड यू वांट अ ह्यूमन असिस्टेड एआई इन दैट केस बट इफ आई एम स्टार्टिंग अ फ्रेश विद जीरो कंटेंट एट माय एंड देन इफ एआई कैन एक्चुअली ईदर इंक्रीज द स्पीड और लोअर द कॉस्ट और बोथ आई थिंक इट मेक सेंस टू स्टार्ट दैट वे फ्रॉम डे वन Right? And I just want to be clear. See, when we say content, AI is an interesting way to generate content.
Yeah.
But at least till today, what content will consumer like? That I think is still very, like it's still a problem to be solved. Not every episode or every series do well. And there is certain human element needed to at least have a view on what will people like. Now then you basically, you know, make it happen using AI. बट जो स्टोरी है जो थिंकिंग है कि क्या कैरेक्टर्स होंगे क्या स्टोरी लाइन चलेगी वो मतलब दैट हैज टू बी सॉल्व देयर इज नो कंटेंट कंपनी व्हिच कैन बिकम लार्ज विदाउट सॉल्विंग दैट प्रॉब्लम उसके बाद आप एआई यूज कर रहे हो बनाने के लिए कंटेंट
वुड यू से दैट
थोड़ी सी
पॉसिबिलिटी सो राहुल इज इट फेयर टू से दैट लेट्स से मार्जिनल कॉस्ट ऑफ प्रोड्यूसिंग कंटेंट लेट्स से इफ यू लुक एट नेटफ्लिक्स आई थिंक नेटफ्लिक्स स्पेंड्स क्लोज टू 40% ऑफ देयर रेवेन्यू इन प्रोड्यूसिंग कंटेंट some kind of that number. Is that coming down significantly? And I was at least curious that, you know, this looks like a bit of, you know, if marginal cost is coming down, then I like to draw this as a parallel to fashion. That, you know, what we saw in Shein, that they were able to produce, you know, test quickly a design in the market and then go back and produce more. Is this the same, you know, moment which is happening in content? I was reading that, okay, produce 5 episodes. Just see that, okay, if it is working and then produce the remaining 15-20 instead of, you know, incurring the full production cost day one, taking 6 months. Now you are like producing like a series every 2 days. Is that where, are you seeing some real signs of this?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And then see in audio and in audio that has clearly happened. Right. Comics also, at least Dashtoon was able to do it. They could bring the cost down by 90% compared to human being doing it. Wow. I think video mein challenge has been the model itself, as in the Google VO3 model can get you 5-10 seconds of video with an audio lip sync to some extent. If you want to develop, let's say, a 2-minute episode, then you have to build scene by scene and then stitch them together today. Right? But even that, If you have invested in teams that understand AI, that cost has significantly come down compared to doing a live shoot. So that is happening. But I would say another 2-3 years, this cost will like everybody will, whoever not uses this will basically find them at a cost disadvantage. Is how I would put it. The other one is, you know, the testing part is one piece. See, that there are two elements. One is ki aap marketing के लिए एआई यूज कर रहे हो एंड व्हाट पीपल डू इज कि लाइव शूट तो करेंगे बट 2 एपिसोड एआई को यूज करके बनाते हैं यूट्यूब पे डालेंगे इंस्टाग्राम पे डालेंगे एंड अडॉप्शन के बेसिस पे वो लाइव शूट कमेंस करेंगे राइट लॉट ऑफ पीपल डू दैट बट देन देयर आर पीपल हु हैव टेकन अ कॉल कि यार हम तो पूरा एपिसोड ही एआई से बनाएंगे
करेक्ट
राइट सो देयर ऑलरेडी
चलेगा नहीं तो नई सीरीज बनाएंगे
हां नहीं तो बनाएंगे सीरीज बनाएंगे एंड देयर आर सर्टेन जॉनर्स देयर लाइव शूट्स struggle. So any sci-fi, any world-building kind of genre, any mythology kind of genre, right? Wo live shoot mein bahut mehenga pad jayega.
Correct.
Maybe love and romance might still do okay in live shoot, cost-wise. So there are certain genres jo bilkul hi, I think AI first makes more sense anyways.
Can I share my screen?
Rahul?
Ek second, I'll just show you something. I was just, while doing some broad understanding. So I was looking at this Can you see this?
Huh?
Like, these guys have 40,000 subscribers already. Everything is AI. So what you're saying, mythology, right? I don't know if you guys can hear the music. Yeah. Okay, maybe you can't. Okay. This is the first pain point, right? I think the YouTube paid subscribers will go up significantly for all this. Like, the sound quality and the video is phenomenal. And what I like is within like 1 to 2 minutes, they finish the full episode. It's fully AI generated. And I see a lot of
Indian mythology. Why do you like that like they this. Finish it in 2 minutes?
Yeah, because utna time nahi hai. Matlab story pata hai, dekho, agar mereko lamba dekhna hai kuch movie, to I will either go to a theater or I know when I switch on Netflix, ki aaj mere paas 2 ghante hai movie dekhne ke liye. So my read of YouTube Premium, and of course this is the second one I've opened. I have a YouTube Premium separate account. If I want to hear something, like for example, our audience may not know this, but 44% Rahul of our subscribers are YouTube Premium subscribers. So they listen to our podcast. They don't see this podcast as much. Because 1.5 ghanta agar sunna hai, you would hate an ad every 5 minutes, right?
Hmm.
So it's very hard to...
And we are not pretty people to look at for 1.5 hours. That's true, by the way.
Correct. That's another piece. But one is, at least I know what I'm looking for when I'm looking for just 5 minute ka break hai, kuch so interesting dekhte hai karke. Second, though, what I think they are solving for is the non-YouTube premium subscribers as well. Who, agar tu bahut lamba karega na, to 3 baar ad aayegi, to break, that break is too long. Like, people will not watch for so long then with ads. Because, oh...
Yeah, but this is satiization of content. This definitely leads to... My sense is, if people were spending X amount of hours on social media, that is going up. Because yes. of these snackable content, 2 minutes each.
Yes.
Jitna bhi beech mein time mil raha hai, like getting into a car, okay, you're watching one video.
Correct.
Getting off a call, you're watching a video.
Correct.
But ye batao, I have seen... While this marginal cost of building a video has definitely come down, there are these negative consequences of this. I've seen, people use these AI technologies for, let's say, when we have to register a merchant, there is this KYC onboarding which happens. In that, you do CPV, which is visit.
Live.
And I've seen a video which I will 100% pass. It's AI generated. It shows the warehouse. It shows the person, it shows the board, that this is the name of the company. And I'm telling you, no risk I can catch it.
Wow.
So maybe, Rahul, that's an opportunity which is probably second order effect. Ki fraud technologies, maybe you should think about investing in a company.
No, I was talking to one large gaming company founder and I was asking them, where do you use AI? Hmm. He said the biggest use is fraud prevention.
Hmm.
And this is like a real money gaming. So, wahan bots bhi hote hain, do log collude kar rahe hain. Sorry, not your exact example, Chirag, but I think AI for fraud prevention is going to be a big use case. Wo challenge to hai, any new technology, there are always going to be bad actors. Hopefully, there will be somebody trying to prevent them also.
But coming back on the content piece, Rahul, one I was seeing is this full AI content video, which I think will take time because monetization is unclear, for example, in a... let's say this studio, right, which is making such snackable content. Unless I am a YouTube paid subscriber where YouTube technically makes money, I will need to then pay for ads. Maybe ads as a business model, I don't think has ever been exciting. Like a YouTube channel making some $20 million of YouTube ads, I don't think is an exciting business per se. So how this gets monetized eventually on an app through content, people will see. But what I'm seeing is, interestingly, erstwhile radio, right? Like RJs used to be there and people used to listen to radio. They are now pivoting to a lot of audio content and people seem to be subscribing to it. So people, I've spoken to a few people who have taken YouTube premium service because they want to listen to a horror story every day that comes in Bhojpuri or Bengali, for example. And this is happening on YouTube, right? And I'm assuming this is a little part and parcel of how the content apps, the audio first apps have also evolved, whether it's, there are multiple examples now of UPI autopay enabling a lot of these content apps to monetize. But where do you think, like, and this was pre-AI again, I think there was content, that there was UPI autopay that we discussed, Pocket FM largely monetized in the US. But last 2 years, we have seen a lot of India first content being paid for, like Cuckoo FM claims to be $100 million and a lot of these are at $50 million revenue, right? And now I think there's a next stage where these audio apps are now coming up with video series as well, which was popularized in China, Southeast Asia, etc. So how is this, because AI is enabling it, or is it just that Indian founders are being very smart and figuring out these opportunities in real time?
Sir, I don't think this is a AI is the reason for these formats to come.
Okay.
It is the fact that Chirag was mentioning ki hum sabka attention span kam ho raha, right? Lot of time is spent in watching YouTube shorts, Insta reels and all, which shows ki wo ek ek minute mein kuch entertainment chahiye, kuch dopamine hit chahiye, right? Travel kar rahe hain, kuch bhi bore ho rahe hain, raat ko baithe hain. So what these guys are doing, and this is a format that is now famous both in US and China, is ki ek ded minute mein I want the dopamine hit, right? And if you then, what people are saying is usko hum 70 se 80 minute ki ek series banayenge. एक एक डेढ़ डेढ़ मिनट में आपको एक एपिसोड खत्म हो जाएगा. यू एंड विद अ क्लिफहैंगर, यू वॉच द सेकंड एपिसोड एंड द थर्ड एपिसोड. आई विल टॉक अबाउट मोनेटाइजेशन सेपरेटली, बट जस्ट इन टर्म्स ऑफ नंबर्स, आई थिंक देर आर थ्री एप्स फ्रॉम विच आर यूएस फोकस्ड, बिल्ड फ्रॉम चाइना, शॉट इन ईस्टर्न यूरोप, सो लाइव शूट डन इन ईस्टर्न यूरोप, बिल्ड फॉर यूएस. ईच ऑफ देम आर इन द $200 to $300 million रेवेन्यू रेंज राइट एनुअली. Right, I think these are named like Drama Box, Short, Reel Shorts, and so on.
And similarly, and Traul, are these doing Chinese content or no, are
English
they doing
content? So, script Chinese. See, the interesting part we have seen is ki jo IP hai na, wo kafi universal hai. Matlab, if you look at IP on Pocket FM, right, wo in Secret Billionaire ya jo hai, uska ek form har content platform pe hai world mein, right, adapted to that particular culture. So, yeah, basically, these apps, basically, they started first in China, actually. So, if you look at, yeah. I think, ByteDance ka ek bahut bada app hai, Honggu karke. Main naam pronounce nahi pata, but it became very large. It is actually about seven. So, that particular segment, short micro drama, earns about $7 billion of revenue in China alone every year. It's close to $2 billion of revenue in US right now. Monetization models are slightly different. In China, it is more ad-driven. US, it is more user-paid model. But that is the scale they have gone. And that is a clear indication that consumer ko wo short form ka content dekhna hai. So jo abhi India mein aap dekh rahe ho ki either an audio company launching it, and we have a company, Flick TV and few others. So basically, they are saying ki consumer ko ye dekhna hai, to ek alternate OTT platform banega. More top down, the script has to be thought differently on people watching these episodes, that each episode finish in 2 minutes. But 1 minute in that range.
Crazy. I was just checking, the China OTT market is 16 billion. If you're saying 7, 8 billion is being done by micro drama, already 50% of the market is...
50% se upar users of internet users in China are on these apps.
Oh, wow.
And this is, you know, Rahul, just clarifying that this trend started pre-AI, right? So it's
clearly... Yeah, live shoots, isme to AI hai nahi. Right, what they are, but yes, because it is date episode, most likely propensity to pay is going to be slightly lower. What people have to now figure out is how do you build this content. Like, you can't build this in a, you know, Yashraj or Dharma production way.
Correct.
Your script is the king, actors are not the king, shoot the aapka jo set hai wo, it doesn't matter. You actually want to keep the cost very low. And story is what you hope consumers get attached to.
I think broadly, what you were saying, I think the entire media landscape itself is changing then. You know, right from production, wherein the production costs are going down, to storytelling, where storytelling is also not like, okay, I'm going to hook you for 30 minutes and then release something. You have to do that in 60 seconds now. Consumption is changing. I think it's only mobile. It's no more TV. All of these formats, I'm assuming, are mobile first or mobile only. So consumption is changing, and then we are saying monetization also changing. These are not ads first, or in Rahul is saying in China it's ad first, but in India we are saying people are paying for every episode. So if you look at it from that point of view, sab kuch hi change ho raha
hai.
Yeah.
It might look like one small innovation, but I think the entire landscape is being reimagined.
But do you think, Rahul, if UPI AutoPay did not exist, do you think we would still have got this success? Because I think the trigger point seems to be UPI AutoPay. Nahi kya?
So, isme Revanth, so first of all, there is no success right now. I think they are all very early days. People are making an attempt to become the market leader, but nobody in the market, like, koi aisa koi nahi hai ki number one ho gaya and all, and bahut sare users. सब ठीक ठाक है
थोड़ा मे बी डेफिनेशन हैज चेंज्ड बट माय अंडरस्टैंडिंग वाज दैट 100 मिलियन और सो वी वुड कॉल पीपल अ सक्सेस नहीं क्या
नहीं सो आई सी आई जस्ट वांट टू बी क्लियर आई थिंक पॉकेट एफएम का बिजनेस द ऑडियो बुक बिजनेस इज नॉट दिस वन राइट व्हेन वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट शॉर्ट माइक्रो ड्रामा दैट इज मोर वीडियो
हां दैट इज डिफरेंट शॉर्ट माइक्रो ड्रामा इज रियल इज जस्ट स्टार्टेड बट आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट द यूपीआई ऑटो पे एनेबलिंग द कुकू एफएम्स or the Seekhos and the other.
There it has clearly been a very positive thing. Except it will work in a subscription model. See, when you're asking somebody to pay per content, then it is not as useful generally. But yes, I would say, let's say Kuku FM ka ya Seekho ka jo subscription model.
Correct.
You know, just like when we swipe on Apple ka app store
correct
to pay for something not in India but outside India it is the same thing
got it
you don't have to go back to customer every month to say ki mujhe wapas rupaye
correct
but enterprise mein bhi hota na jab SaaS monthly billing hai but
what you're saying is the micro drama apps
maybe Rahul this is not recurring Revan this is not auto pay maybe this is more micro payment that
ye banega to
4 rupees
wale so you're saying the 4 micro drama app, let's take separate, right? So there is audio, which is subscription based, but let's specifically talk about, let's say a Pocket TV, which is part of Pocket FM, or a Dash Toon, or a Dash Reel, or a Reel Saga, or a Flick TV, right? These are not going to be a subscription model, you're saying. These are going to be pay-per-view.
So I will again qualify. I think they still need to figure out. I'll tell you the pros and cons of both the models, right? See, पे-पर-व्यू में ये कि यू गेट वेरी इजी ट्रायल गोइंग
करेक्ट
दो एपिसोड देखे स्टोरी पसंद आई चार और देख लिए स्टोरी खत्म हो गई शायद वापस ही नहीं सो पे-पर-व्यू बिकम्स अ वेल बिहेवियर वाला बिजनेस राइट पे-पर-व्यू वर्क्स वेरी वेल व्हेन योर डेप्थ ऑफ कंटेंट इज
करेक्ट
क्योंकि आप एक स्टोरी पे मार्केटिंग कर रहे हो वो स्टोरी दिखाई उससे पैसा कमाया अगली स्टोरी बनाई शायद नहीं चली फिर तीसरी बनाई सब्सक्रिप्शन इज अ मोर एंड्यूरिंग बिजनेस बिकॉज वो बंदा आपसे बार बार महीने के महीने रुपए दे रहा है बट सब्सक्रिप्शन ऑल्सो रिक्वायर अ मच हायर डेप्थ ऑफ कॉन्टेंट अगर आपके पास 3 महीने का ही कॉन्टेंट है व्यूएबल कॉन्टेंट वो बंदा चला जाएगा मतलब आई वुड देन यू वॉन्ट टू सब्सक्रिप्शन ऑल्सो मीन्स सम वेल्स मे रिड्यूस योर रेवेन्यू कॉन्ट्रीब्यूशन सो यू हैव टू बी वेरी यू नो यू हैव टू हैव फेयर यूज पॉलिसी कि आप इससे ज्यादा एपिसोड नहीं देख सकते हैं ब्ला 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 राइट बट नेटफ्लिक्स डजंट डू दैट नेटफ्लिक्स ये नहीं बोलता कि आप 50 मूवी नहीं देख सकते महीने की राइट So I think we will find over time ki where do these companies go. I feel personally as an investor, I would want a more subscription-driven business, as I said, because it is more predictable, much higher loyalty from consumer. Otherwise, consumers move from... And that is the challenge that some of these three companies we talked about in US, they're facing. Ki unka retention on these apps have been very low. So they make money. $40-$50 mein user aata hai, wo $50-$60 kama lete hain. But then वो गायब बंदा चला जाता है उसकी स्टोरी खत्म हो ही चला गई देयर इज नो क्रॉसवॉक नॉट इनफ ऑफ दैट हैपनिंग सो दैट इज द प्रॉब्लम ऑफ इट बिकम्स अ वेरी कांस्टेंट मार्केटिंग लेड बिजनेस
गॉट इट
सो देन यू आर सेइंग द इवेंचुअल मॉडल इज प्रोबेबली द नेटफ्लिक्स मॉडल सब्सक्रिप्शन डेप्थ ऑफ कंटेंट
आई वुड
वांट टू इन्वेस्ट इन दैट कंटेंट
प्रोडक्शन
माय रीड इज एट लीस्ट द इनिशियल गाइस हु आर नाउ बिल्डिंग दिस आउट इन इंडिया आर sort of starting with microtransactions where you want to hook them. So there's a free to watch, which is one free daily or weekly daily, and then track retention on that, engagement on that. Then you could obviously pay for faster access. And then eventually there'll be a pass, like a Swiggy one pay free delivery hoti hai. वैसे तुम एक पास ले लो तो तुम्हें इतने एपिसोड हफ्ते हफ्ते में तुम देख सकते हो and so on and so forth. So that will be almost like subscription revenue. Okay, that will start going towards them then.
But then that takes me to the audience. Like, what audience in India is watching it, right? If let's say the audience is tier 3, tier 4, where we have been, at least we have discussed that on the podcast also, we have seen that Indus Valley report also, कि उनके पास माइक्रो पेमेंट्स के तो पैसे हैं बट व्हेन इट कम्स डाउन टू पेइंग फॉर दी सब्सक्रिप्शंस विल दे एवर पे फॉर इट विल दे एवर हैव अफोर्डेबिलिटी फॉर इट दे वांट टू पे आर देयर इनसाइट्स इन टर्म्स ऑफ इज टियर वन वाचिंग दिस इज टियर टू टियर थ्री टियर फोर वाचिंग दिस वेयर इट इज टिल्टिंग
सो सी आई थिंक वन इज टू हैव अ व्यू कि ये चाहिए किसको इफ देयर इज एन इंस्टाग्राम रील यूजर अगर वो शिफ्ट कर रहा है
ये तो एग्जिस्टेंशियल क्वेश्चन है थोड़ा सा चाहिए क्योंकि दिस तो
इट इज एंटरटेनमेंट सो नहीं होगा तो भी चल जाएगा बट अगर आपने बनाया तो किसके लिए बनाया राइट आपकी स्टोरी किसके लिए सूटेड है लाइक एटलीस्ट ऑन सेट आई वुड से कि देयर इज नो बायस टू हमें थ्री और थ्री और फोर के लिए ही बनाना है दिस कॉन्टेंट वर्क्स फॉर अ रेगुलर ऑडियंस इट इज बेसिकली सेइंग आप रील और यूट्यूब शॉर्ट्स पे टाइम स्पेंड करने के बजाय यू आर spending time on some engaging story, right? And I think over time what will happen is among these multiplayer different segments will emerge. Ho sakta kuch players focus and do very well in tier 1 cities. Kuch players do very well in certain vernacular kind of content. So people will find their own
That's what
niches.
I'm finding, Chirag. The more people I talk to, even in a premium city, like a person earning 50 lakh plus 0.1%, if you have a very strong affinity to your mother tongue, let's say, आप बंगाली हो आप शुद्ध हिंदी वाले लाइक यू नो फ्रॉम द नॉर्थ बेल्ट हो यू सीक दैट कम्युनिटी कनेक्शन राइट एंड इफ यू गेट ग्रेट कंटेंट इन दैट लैंग्वेज इवन अ टीयर वन यूजर विल यूज इट बिकॉज वो आज क्या ना यूट्यूब पे ढूंढना बहुत मुश्किल हो जाता है या फॉर यू टू गेट दैट कॉन्टेंट ऑन इंस्टाग्राम देर आर नॉट इनफ कॉन्टेंट क्रिएटर्स हु आर सेइंग कि आई विल डू हाई क्वालिटी कॉन्टेंट फॉर अ टीयर वन यूजर हु वॉन्ट्स टू हियर बंगाली लाइक आई एम श्योर यू हैव सीन सम क्रिंज भोजपुरी कॉन्टेंट ऑन इंस्टाग्राम एंड यू विल फील दैट वंस यू फॉलो भोजपुरी कॉन्टेंट यू विल ओनली सी दैट बट आई थिंक देर इज स्पेस फॉर पीपल हु वॉन्ट टू पे बिकॉज नेटफ्लिक्स इज नॉट सॉल्विंग फॉर इट अमेजॉन प्राइम इज नॉट सॉल्विंग फॉर इट हाई क्वालिटी वर्नैक्युलर कॉन्टेंट लाइक आई लव टू वॉच अ मराठी और अ गुजराती मूवी वंस इन अ वाइल बट वेरी फ्यू ऑफ देम गेट मेड बिकॉज कमर्शियली उसके लिए ऑडियंस ढूंढना बहुत मुश्किल है सो एज यू आर सेइंग मीडिया एंड एंटरटेनमेंट लैंडस्केप इज चेंजिंग इट्स नाउ मच इजियर इन अ पॉपुलेशन ऑफ 800 मिलियन टू मैच द लाइक्स एंड से कि यार इस कंटेंट के लिए भी एक ऑडियंस है करके तो आई एग्री विद राहुल आई थिंक इट विल गो मोर सब अपना अपना एक एक्चुअली कैन आई शेयर माई स्क्रीन अगेन आई विल जस्ट शो यू समथिंग दैट आई वॉज
No, I agree that, because of digital that you'll be able to acquire users at different places, Bengali, Bhojpuri, etc. But I was more curious about the paying potential of that user. Tier 1 pay kar dega, if Tier 1 is watching. But let's say, I have seen that in India, if you have to monetize content shown in Tier 3, Tier 4. You know, a popular example people used to give me is look at न्यूज़पेपर में आप टीयर थ्री टीयर फोर न्यूज़पेपर वर्नैकुलर में एडवर्टाइजिंग रेट्स देख लो इट्स लाइक डर्ट चीप राइट सो ड्रॉ पैरेलल फ्रॉम देयर एंड सी दैट ओके उस टीयर थ्री टीयर फोर ऑडियंस के आईबॉल्स के लिए हु इज गोइंग टू पे फॉर इट राइट एंड वी आर क्लियरली सेइंग एड्स नहीं करना है और एड्स इज वन अनदर पॉसिबल एड्स इज नॉट गोइंग टू बी 60-70% मे बी एट द मोमेंट इट लुक्स लाइक दैट दैट्स द फर्स्ट मोनेटाइजेशन एड्स विल कम that's where it will go to but that's why I was curious that who will pay for such content especially let's say tier 3 tier 4 which are paying 2-3 rupees is today it's getting views but will they pay for subscription and if they are then are there early signs for it then would love to know
so sorry before you come in Rahul I just wanted to show you this Chirag look at this right this is Radio Mirchi Bangla 3 million subscribers they have stories हॉरर स्टोरीज जैसे अपना ये कुकू एफएम और सब भी कर रहे हैं ना देर इज ड्रामा देर इज हॉरर सेम जॉनरस नाउ इवन द रेडियो गाइज आर मोनेटाइजिंग एंड दिस इज एआई द स्टैटिक्स आर एआई बाय द वे एंड इट्स ऑल ऑडियो राइट एंड यू सी एवरी डे दे अपलोड वन स्टोरी एंड इट्स पार्ट टू पार्ट थ्री राइट एग्जैक्टली दे आर फॉलोइंग दिस एंड आई डू द इंटरेस्टिंग पार्ट
बट ये तो लंबा लंबा नहीं लग रहा है
छोटे छोटे
दिस लुक्स लाइक 1 आवर 42 मिनट
This guy used to, so I was just checking, right? This guy used to be a very classic radio guy for, again, Bengali. Now he started his own channel. And he now also has 1.5 million subscribers. Like, he is now saying the similar. He's just creating stories, and I'm sure a lot of them are AI-generated scripts. The static is AI, and he just narrates them. And people listen to this over, let's say, 1 hour. And again, he'll release an episode every day or something like that. So if you see the number of subscribers, you can see the potential of every genre. So let's take genres, right? Let's take horror, drama. Sex is always the biggest genre, right? I mean, soft porn, whatever it is. That's where I think everywhere starts. Most of these industries start, but then they evolve to deep comedy, drama, horror. Anything else, Rahul, that you think is big in terms of genres?
So one other one which I've seen is romance.
Correct. So let's take
these
four into number of people who speak Hindi and prefer Hindi content, number of people who speak Bengali or Tamil. These are all large, like 200 million log hai, jo in languages mein converse sunna prefer karenge. Like I could argue there could be 8 different companies, just 8 to 10 companies doing one of these segments, doing like horror really well, like horror in Bangla or romance in Tamil could become your mainstay, because you train your AI models or you have your initial talent like that and you build that repertoire and then you expand, obviously. So wedge to bahut hai isme, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm. And Chirag, I think your question is still valid, ki tier 3 audience pe subscription se kitna bada business banega, but I'll tell you, as an investor, I've been positively surprised. Like, I never thought ki audio se 30-40 million dollar ki revenue business ban jayega India. But ban gaya 5-6 saal. So if we think 5-6 years ahead now, at least I'm willing to take a bet ki different segments se paise to aa jayenge, wo subscription, micropayment, I have no idea ki kitna kis aayega. But possible hai. And I think once we touch a certain discretionary income, all of us, basically it is entertainment spend that we are putting our money behind. Right?
No, because Rahul, although you are right that, you know, we can't project his future from history only, but at least I have seen that content mein B2C companies India mein kahan bani hai. Like, you look at it, Times of India tried a lot. As a group, they tried doing multiple things. Then I think ShareChat went through this cycle. Now I'm hearing that they're $100 million in revenue now. But from the amount of capital which has gone in, at least I'm not able to recollect any large names or large successes. Largely because wo pool hi chota hai, and two, at least when I speak to technology people, na, people say that ye ads engine banana is a very complicated game.
Agreed.
Right? It's not easy. If let's say any company were to build it only for revenue pool of India, probably Google or Meta bhi nahi bana pate. Right? Because they have built it for US and that is getting used here. Otherwise, this ads engine building is a very complicated, hard stuff.
Not only that, I think a lot of these companies don't have enough data about the user.
So, exactly.
Right? Meta ke paas itna data hai ki wo segmentation ke matlab uska impact dikhta hai na hum logon ko jab hamari company spend karti hai, unke se ROI aata hai. Right? And which, at least I would say ki I would be more bullish on ads on the conversational wala part, because wahan pe aapke user ko bahut information available. I think on the content side, most likely it will be user paid kind of a model, is at least our current thinking. So valid point, matlab no denial on that piece. Content ki achhi company nahi bani hai, wo bhi sahi baat hai, but at the same time content ka cost of production was very high till, right? And at least with shorter format and AI, hope is ki you should be able to do it at much lower cost. I was talking to one of our portfolio companies yesterday only, ki why is none of these IPs emerged from UGC platform? Ki yaar YouTube pe itne sare episodes free ho jaate, famous ho jaate hain, uski koi movie kyun nahi banata hai? And the point was ki movie banana is a big bet you are taking. So just because wo IP YouTube pe famous ho gayi doesn't mean ki wo koi uske liye, you know, x crore rupees, whatever, 10 15 20 crore jo pe lagte movie banane mein wo lagayega. बट उसके अब शॉर्ट फॉर्म वीडियो कंटेंट बहुत आसानी से बना सकते हो, उसके एपिसोड बना सकते हो. अगर कोई पर्टिकुलर दो एपिसोड फेमस हो गए तो उसको आप 100 एपिसोड में कन्वर्ट कर सकते हो.
या एंड आई थिंक वी डिस्कस दैट, राइट चिराग, इन आनंद्स एपिसोड आल्सो, एंड वी पुट अ लिटिल बिट कलर ऑन दैट टुडे, दैट द रफ नंबर्स फॉर प्रोडक्ट्स, सर्विसेस, कंटेंट और interaction, right? We spoke about like Astro Talk is 100 million plus, Friend is 40-50 million, Seekho is 50 million, Elo 50 million, शेयर चैट 100 मिलियन, कुकू FM 100 मिलियन. लाइक क्लियरली टीयर टू, टीयर थ्री, टीयर फोर में देर इज इनफ पेमेंट कैपेसिटी एंड 100 मिलियन एंड मोस्ट ऑफ दीज आर प्रॉफिटेबल एट 100 मिलियन. दे आर नॉट बर्निंग मनी एट 100 मिलियन. सो इट्स नॉट लाइक, यू नो, इफ यू लुक एट योर कोर कंज्यूमर टेक विच वॉज बिल्ट ऑन, लेट्स टेक ई कॉमर्स फॉर एग्जाम्पल, फ्लिपकार्ट इज स्टिल नॉट प्रॉफिटेबल टूडे, राइट? तो कितना क्या AI लगा लगा कि वो कहाँ से कॉस्ट कट करेंगे. इनफैक्ट दिस इज अ इंजिन विच सीम्स मच मोर ब्यूटिफुल, जहां पे क्लियरली देर इज अ वेज, पीपल आर रेडी टू पे, माइक्रो ट्रांजेक्शन्स आर पॉसिबल, माइक्रो सब्सक्रिप्शंस आर पॉसिबल. लेट्स लीव असाइड फॉर अ मोमेंट दैट सम डार्क पैटर्न शुड नॉट एग्जिस्ट ऑन UPI ऑटो पे, बट ओवर टाइम दे विल गो अवे. अभी इनिशियल स्टेज है तो थोड़ा सा मे बी पीपल आर बींग अ लिटल एग्जुबरेंट एंड दीज डार्क पैटर्न्स एग्जिस्ट, बट इवन विदाउट दैट, ओवर टाइम, एज राहुल इज सेइंग, टेक अ 4-5 ईयर आउट व्यू, you don't seem to have a very high cost of serving this, which is unlike e-commerce or quick commerce, right? That's the broad, and let me ask you this, Raul, right? You've been a VC, what, 15, 16, 20 years, right?
Haan, 18, jyada detail nahi jayenge, but
pehle 15 saal mein to yahi hua na dikkat ki yaar, bahut paisa lagta hai India mein to scale and to make money, right? Clearly, if you look at the amount of money these guys have raised, ShareChat is an exception, usko side mein rakhte, because they have pivoted too many times to arrive at this. But again, the people who are starting today are getting to scale and profitability much faster than before. And I know UPI AutoPay was a game changer, but even beyond that, now with AI coming in, it's only get cheaper, as Raul was saying. So I would disagree, Chirag, on the point ki yaar, India mein कैसे पैसे बनेगा. आई थिंक वो तो अब क्लियरली ब्रेक हो गया है अमित. एड्स, क्योंकि मॉडल को यूज ही नहीं कर रहा है. एवरीबडी इज नाउ स्किपिंग एड्स, एज राहुल सेड, राइट? यूएस में पीपल पे, चाइना में पीपल आर डूइंग एड्स, इंडिया में एड्स वाला मॉडल वाज अ स्ट्रगल, बट नॉन एड्स पे इफ पीपल आर विलिंग टू पे, एंड आई मीन टुडे ओनली आई सॉ माय अमेज़न प्राइम, इवन दो आई हैव पेड 1500 फॉर इट, नाउ दे आर स्टार्टेड शोइंग एड्स एंड सेइंग पे मोर इफ यू डोंट वांट टू सी एड्स, राइट? तो like YouTube used to show 2-3 ads, ab sala 15 ad dikhata hai. That's why I was forced to. So it almost seems like bring so much friction in ads. Itna dimag kharab kar do ki you end up paying ki nahi yaar content dekhna hai. Agar acha hai content to you will end up paying, and India seems to be paying for it. So I think I agree with Rahul here ki already ye to dikh gaya hai, prove ho gaya hai, and this will only accelerate even more.
No, Rahul, what are you saying? I think basis your investments that is India getting premiumized, or, you know, we just say, for example, if I go back to the Indus Valley report, it said that rich is getting richer. It's not that it is getting white based. What are you seeing, you know, from overall premiumization thesis? Of course, India is getting rich, but is it equal? Is it even, or is it getting lopsided in one direction? What's your, what are you seeing?
To be very frank, I don't think I have a great data or insight to at a macro level, at an economic level, because I don't know which data to trust, unfortunately. You know, when I go to a restaurant, even a regular restaurant in Sarjapur, but weekend pe to what is happening, I don't understand. Wo 5 se 7 ke slot mein aa jao, fir 7 baje bahar nikal denge, because 7 se 9 ka ek alag slot hai. That is consumption. Aap travel dekh lo, everybody is flying. So ऐसा नहीं है कि यू नो ओनली रिच पीपल आर स्पेंडिंग मनी, पीपल आर स्पेंडिंग ऑन एक्सपीरियंसेस ऑफ डिफरेंट काइंड्स, राइट? नाउ आई डोंट वांट टू क्लेम कि आई नो एवरी इंडियन और मेरे को हर सिटी का पता है, बट ऑल आई एम सेइंग इज देयर आर देयर सम एग्जांपल. हमारी कंपनी है लूमियो करके, दिस लॉन्च द ब्रांड ऑफ स्मार्ट टीवीज, राइट? उन्होंने 42, 50, 55 इंच के 3 साइजेस एंड 55 में 2 मॉडल्स लॉन्च किए, मेक चीपर एक महंगा. उन्होंने जब बनाए, बिकॉज इसमें थोड़ा टाइम लगता है, 2 महीने लगते हैं असेंबल और सब होने में, तो उन्हें सबसे ज़्यादा 42 इंच के बना दिए. सबसे ज़्यादा निकल कौन से रहे? 55 का हायर वर्जन. डिमांड क्या आ रही है? 65 बना हुआ हमारे कस्टमर्स की तरफ से कि 65 नहीं है क्या. वेयर आर दे सेलिंग? दे आर सेलिंग मोर इन टीयर 3 सिटीज एंड टीयर 1 सिटीज. वेल आई कांट अंडरस्टैंड वाई वुड समबडी बाय, सॉरी आई वुड वॉन्ट पीपल टू बाय, बट हाउ इज समबडी इन टीयर 3 गेटिंग कॉन्फिडेंस ऑन अ अननोन ब्रांड पेइंग 60,000 रुपीज, right? It is so bizarre. But and which is why I just struggle ki yaar, and yes, I understand macro level pe hum log bolte hain ki rich is getting richer, poor man uske tax bahut dena pad raha hai ye aur wo, but I struggle. मुझे लगता है कि अगर फाउंडर किसी गैप को समझ पा रहा है और उसके लिए बना रहा है, एटलीस्ट फर्स्ट टू ईयर देर इज इनफ बिजनेस टू बिल्ड. यस, 500 करोड़ से 1000 करोड़ पे पहुंच पाओगे नहीं पहुंच पाओगे, वो जर्नी है कि वो एक वंस यू स्टार्ट बिंग यू नो सेइंग कि मैं पूरे पूरे सेगमेंट को केटर करना चाह रहा हूँ या पूरे इंडिया को केटर करना चाह रहा हूँ. समटाइम्स वो होता है कि हर देर इज ओनली सो मच यू कैन केटर विद दैट प्राइस पॉइंट, सो यू फिगर आउट अदर ब्रांड, यू फिगर आउट अदर प्राइसिंग स्ट्रेटजी, वो सब होता है. बट जहाँ मैं बैठा हूँ मुझे वो एटला मुझे आई डोंट फाइंड फाउंडर सेइंग यार हमारा तो मार्केट टैप आउट हो गया बिकॉज कंज्यूमर्स आर नॉट विलिंग टू.
नो करेक्ट, आई थिंक विल लेट इकोनॉमीज आंसर दैट क्वेश्चन
ओवर टाइम. टू दैट पॉइंट चिरंजीव, बट आई हैव अ डिफरेंट व्यू. फॉर कंजम्पशन आई वुड रादर स्टार्ट लुकिंग एट जीएसटी कलेक्शंस व्हिच कीप ग्रोइंग 10% लाइक क्लॉक. या अगर जीएसटी कलेक्शन बढ़ रहे हैं ईयर ऑन ईयर 10% बढ़ते जा रहे हैं, देन कंजम्पशन इज गोइंग इन द राइट डायरेक्शन, राइट? दैट इज वन.
नो, क्वेश्चन इज नॉट कंजम्पशन इन द कॉन्टेक्स्ट.
व्हाई आर वी अज्यूमिंग दैट पीपल हैव टू गेट रिचर टू स्पेंड? That's what Rahul is alluding to is that, right? Like end May, Dream Sports would be what, $1 billion revenue business now after take rate. So there is like $4 billion of gaming being done, esports just on Dream Sports. So if you take the entire industry, it would be close to $15-20 billion of spend from tier two to tier, like even tier one people pay, but from an economic strata perspective, you're all economic strata, right? Garib se garib aadmi esports khel rahe. Then you go to the gambling apps, right? Which is not even like game of skill, game of luck. Let's go to game of luck. My view is it's looked at as a form of entertainment. So in the end, if I have 10 rupees to pay for entertainment, I'm happy to pay that as long as I'm getting. I would argue, Chirag, that people have not figured out how to give a person who's earning, let's say, only 30,000-40,000 rupees a month, uski khushi ke liye kya dena chahiye usko? वो सॉल्व नहीं कर रहा था कोई, राइट? इफ यू आर एक्सपेक्टिंग दैट अ पीवीआर सिनेमा और अ 10 मिनट डिलीवरी इज द ओनली थिंग दैट दे आर लुकिंग फॉर, मे बी दैट वाज द मिसअंडरस्टैंडिंग दैट वी हैड एज अ कंट्री. बट फाइनली पीपल आर फिगरिंग आउट लाइक द ई स्पोर्ट्स गाइज डिड कि यार इफ यू वॉन्ट टू रीच बियॉन्ड द फर्स्ट 200 मिलियन पीपल, लाइक इवन मीशोज ट्रांजैक्टिंग बेस इज अबाउट 200 मिलियन पीपल, राइट? देन द नेक्स्ट 500 मिलियन उनके खुशी के लिए आपको कुछ फिगर आउट करना पड़ेगा. मे बी वी शुड give credit to these guys for just figuring that out. And it's not like they are, by the way, none of these guys are making massive ARPU. Huh? It is $10 a year, Chirag. $10 a year is nothing. But the base is so big that wo multiplier bahut bada lag jata hai.
Correct, which is what at least the same socialization thesis that
yeah.
80 rupees ka saman bech rahe hai, but because you know the volume is so huge. And India has the luxury of that kind of population.
One could argue that Unilever cracked that first.
That it ends up becoming a massive...
₹1 ka shampoo, jo aap sensation bol rahe ho.
Correct.
So this is that era again. 7,000 crore jo bana raha hai wo, usme se 40,000 crore to, you know, yeah, non-rich people se hi bana raha hai Unilever. Ab wo 40,000 crore ka, you know, if they buy a 1 rupee sachet shampoo also, because they also want to have clean hair and look good. Or be fairer and stuff like that. This always follows into that. I think they were just, this was just an untapped market, if you ask.
Yeah. I think you have rightly put it that if Unilever can claim that we have made the country hygienic by doing socialization, I think this leads to more happiness, hopefully, or more entertainment at least.
What else are you seeing, Rahul, on the AI consumer tech space?
See, outside of entertainment content, I would say I am very positive on somebody solving for education using AI. But I think as a country, we face a problem of not having good teachers. Some edtech companies came in, but finally most of them realized either they need an offline center or they need a teacher teaching to 1,000 kids on a seminar or what, right? Small batch, large batch, chubhita. Wo still didn't solve the problem. The advantage of AI is it can almost act like a human being. So the interactivity part gets missed in a lot of the large batch programs. It can understand the student. It doesn't provide the social part. Jo social interaction school mein hota hai ya aap tuition class mein jaate ho jo hota hai, wo part missing hai. But lot of other teacher-like behavior can be imparted using pure AI. Right? And I think in language and all, there are global platforms who are trying to do it. But I think in, let's say, teaching math, teaching science, teaching biology, today, I think at least for simpler courses or simpler exams, it is
possible. What Duolingo did for languages globally, because we have a large population in India who's still STEM focused, which is math, science, etc. You think that's a play that is possible with the lower cost of reasoning and inference and communication with AI?
Bilkul. Yeah. And again, I would say I'm in education AI, I'm there where I was a year back in consumer AI. I think sometimes they're colored gear education edtech is kind of have a negative connotation from investors, but I think one can really build an interesting company.
Very cool.
थोड़ी सी मेहनत लगेगी शुरू में बिकॉज आपको उस कोर्स के लिए उस एग्जाम के लिए बनाना पड़ेगा उसकी ट्रेनिंग और द मॉडल अंडरस्टैंडिंग कि उस एग्जाम में क्या चाहिए या उस कोर्स में क्या चाहिए ग्रेड 7 स्टेट बोर्ड में क्या पढ़ा रहे हैं क्या आता है एग्जाम में कैसे एग्जाम ग्रेड होता है एंड ऑल दैट स्टफ वो करना पड़ेगा बट आई थिंक एक बार हो जाए तो इट्स अ वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग
इट्स अ गुड वे लाइक सीबीएसई वुड बी द लार्जेस्ट बोर्ड सो सीबीएसई मैथ्स एंड सीबीएसई साइंस इटसेल्फ would be a good wedge to get in and then go from there. And you can do the same UPI micropayment here also.
इसमें micropayment नहीं करने की ज़रूरत है. Actually, see, this is K-12.
And whatever the parents would say, कि अगर बच्चा को five, actually, my view is tell you because I'll tell you one aspect which is very hard to do in the edtech space, which is the purchaser is different, as you said, and the consumer is different, right? So we have this kids' health brand, where the decision maker is the mother, and then the product is consumed by the child, and the child has to love it, otherwise retention nahi aata, right? And the mother has to feel that when I spend this initial capital, 500 rupees or 600 rupees, mere bacche ko pasand aayega karke, because that itself is a friction, right? Bacche ko taste pasand aayega ki nahi karke. In this case, again, the satisfaction work, right? Like, I will see the first 1 week if my child is using this app and actually learning. Then I will want to pay for it for a while till I know it is being useful. Ki exam mein number kaise aaye? Because in the end, we are still a number-centric country, right? Ki exam mein achche number aaye, chalo, theek hai. Then I would love... Whereas I think what EdTech did before was 50,000 rupees pehle do, to hi hum aapko pura saal ka wo karenge, right? Ya to, I mean, the extreme was pay for 4 years, 2 lakh rupees, loan lay low and stuff like that. What you are saying could be an interesting approach because you are not creating all the content in one go. You are also saying, achha, aur enough bachche aage 8th standard mein, toh ab uska content bhi bana lenge karke, on the fly per se, like you are doing with the drama series and stuff like that.
Maybe वहाँ पर भी I think it goes down to a little bit of doubt solving as the first use case. कि पढ़ आप स्कूल में लो and then maybe you come back and you are asking for one smaller doubt, you go there and then that gets answered and that's where micropayments get triggered. Vaisa kuch, so are you seeing?
See, if you think of teaching, right, ek hota concept padhana kisi bachche ko, fir uske doubt solve karna, fir usko practice karana. Broadly, teen buckets mein sab kuch cover ho jata hai. So doubt solving could be a very interesting wedge. But I feel ki agar kisi se, if you have, if the, it's worth the effort, if you can be the main primary source versus being a peripheral source over a period of time, right? So today concept teaching may, it might be harder just using pure AI.
Yes.
So aapke video recorded honge shayad wo okay ho jayenge, but as AI becomes interesting, your videos can be AI generated. But today you can create interactivity within video also with AI. Ki aap 5 minute of 23rd second mein aapne question pucha. Now, AI knows कि वीडियो में पांचवें मिनट में क्या टॉपिक पढ़ा रहे थे इवन विद इन दैट ब्रॉडर टॉपिक ऑफ 10 मिनट वीडियो राइट सो इट कैन रिस्पॉन्ड अकॉर्डिंगली तो इट एक्ट लाइक अ टीचर सेपरेट डाउट सॉल्विंग इज डिफरेंट कि मैंने स्कूल में पढ़ा बट मुझे इसमें डाउट आ रहा है एंड देन प्रैक्टिस इज प्रैक्टिस राइट वो तो सबसे इजिएस्ट टॉपिक है
AI
वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग सो ऑडियंस विल बी वेरी डिसअपॉइंटेड What you're saying is, when you're saying last year I was excited in content and micro dramas, are you no longer excited because you've taken enough bets? Because the audience.
No, I feel good. I'm happy that many people are making it. So at least I was disappointed that people are not making it. I mean, we're so happy. We're positive, but founders are not getting it. अभी वो एजुकेशन में है कि हम पॉजिटिव बट नॉट इन अ फाउंडर्स
सॉल्विंग दिस लिसनिंग टू दिस इफ दे फील एक्साइटेड शुड रीच आउट टू यू एंड से कि यार हम बनाएंगे एजुकेशन में कुछ तो मिलेगा बट शुड द कंटेंट गाइस नॉट रीच आउट और इज दैट गेम डन
हां नहीं नहीं वी शुड हमने ऐसा कोई सी वी हैव नॉट लाइक मेड लॉट्स ऑफ इन्वेस्टमेंट वी वुड लव टू मेक lot of those categories I showed, we are still got not it. There in terms of making an investment. So, yeah. Health bhi is very interesting. Well, obviously, there is a one part of health, which is doctor requirement. So, we have to do human assisted. Karna padega. But then there is a, let's say, a health coach. Right? Aapko advice de rahe ki khana ka aapne picture le liya, batayega ki yaar, is this healthy for you or not healthy for you? Ye kitni calories consume ho rahi? Kya next karo?
Absolutely.
So those kind of use cases, well, again, it's a very interesting high-frequency use case.
Equivalent can be now fully done with AI. You can layer that with advice and let's say a paid subscription model where every day somebody is egging you on, ki aaj yaar tum chale nahi ho. Like me and Chirag wear a Whoop and I'm sure we keep tracking. Like my son now tracks my recovery, right, in that sense. And it's, we are almost anal to the fact ki achha yaar, we know now what are the markers or what to do during the day so as to get a good sleep and good recovery so that you can, you know, do a good job tomorrow as well. But I think all of these ideally can be automated using a AI nudge more and more. It's just that the wedge for why someone will download the app will always be a question mark.
So, different founders come up with different wedges and both are the founder ke bhi dependent hai ki kis wedge se start karega right as I was saying picture leke start kar sakta hai right somebody might say ki mere
correct
aapke band se link kar dunga and uske basis pe I'll generate recommendations for you so alag alag the other part that is happening if you see WhatsApp right unka I don't know if you guys have seen there is this almost like a AI app store inside WhatsApp So, lot of initial usage is coming from there. आपका bot जो है पहले दिन WhatsApp पे चलता है, तीन महीने तक WhatsApp पे चलेगा, फिर आपको बोलेगा app download करो.
So same more sorry I didn't see this. You're saying you could effectively as a business you could go and sit in somebody's WhatsApp as a AI bot.
हाँ, तो आप मैं बताता हूँ अगर आप plus sign पे click करो ऊपर, there is a chat with the guys.
Plus, oh no, I didn't see.
Do you see that?
Chat with the guys, right?
अब इसके अंदर जाओ आप AI स्टूडियो आता है एंड यू कैन डू अ व्यू ऑल अभी बहुत सारे एप्स नहीं है इसमें बट आप व्यू ऑल करो वो पॉपुलर AI दिखा रहा है बट आप व्यू ऑल करो
वाओ आई डिडंट सी दिस ओनली
आई हैड सीन दिस इन इंस्टाग्राम आई डिडंट नो दैट इट हैज कम ऑन व्हाट्सएप
पीपल आर फाइंडिंग यूजर्स कमिंग फ्रॉम हियर अब ये कितना इंटरेस्टिंग वेज है बिकॉज व्हाट्सएप तो सभी के पास है ना
ओह दिस इज सो कूल यार Oh, you're an astrologer also. I just found an astrologer. Well, you're right. I should. My team is going to be very unhappy. Yeah, so some of them listen to the podcast and they're like, yaar, aap fir ek idea leke aage karke. But thank you, Rahul, for this. My tech team is going to hate me now because next quarter ka OKR mein naya add kar raha hoon ek. Chirag answer hai ki yaar, uske paas complaint aayenge.
मैं खुद सोच रहा हूँ कि इसमें तो अफिलिएट भी बन सकता है कि why can't I distribute coupon there?
It was very cool, yeah. But is this a part of the WhatsApp monetization? The chat with AI?
I have no idea. I don't know.
So WhatsApp monetization is coming on updates. The notification which came yesterday. WhatsApp ads is coming on updates, which is your stories as well as your channels. So it will come in the story as one of the sponsored and then in channels.
Got it.
So those two not in the main chat, nothing on what we were discussing.
Very cool, yaar. Very, very cool. But ye ek initial jo dar tha, lekin ab nahi hai na, just going back to the content piece, like, you know, people used to hate VCs, Rahul, when everyone used to say, but ye to Google kar lega, ye to Meta kar lega. Ab wo question nahi aata hai. Like when people are doing these content studio kind of businesses or saying that we'll become the short form Netflix version for India, you don't get the question ki yaar ye Netflix kyun nahi karega ya so on so forth. At least that seems to have gone away now fully. At least that used to happen 8-10 years back in our ecosystem.
Hanu, I think that's not the case. I think we've seen some of the larger companies, while they have good skill, they've not been able to solve the content problem of India. So in that context, I think the Indian companies do have a head start. They can think afresh. They can think very differently. Well, it's, first of all, a lot of these contents are more horizontal, scrollable content. Netflix is more vertical. So there are some basic things. I know they can launch. They can launch games. They can launch 5 other things. Possible. But us cheez ko leke pareshan nahi ho sakte. Matlab, we can't make new investment because of that. Ho jayega, to we'll see at that time who wins that game.
Arivan, mujhe lagta hai ki Amazon, Netflix, ye sab launch karenge. But I think, as Rahul also said, na, market is expanding. There are gaps, clear gaps in terms of building local solutions, which none of these global companies actually till date I've seen focusing deeply on India and making product-wise deep India solution. They will have a team which will service India clients, but serving or making product features for India, probably I haven't seen that happen. This is where, because the market is expanding, you can actually afford and put those newer solves and capture the market. They'll coexist, but I think there are emerging large winners there.
Actually, customer inciting kabhi us depth pe ki nahi hai na. If I think about a winning Pocket FF, which was audio first, or then Cuckoo and so on and so forth, or a Seekho, which was the quest for tier 2, tier 3 India to sort of learn and improve and get a job and just get better at something, right? All of these insights are very nuanced to what India or Bharat needs per se, which none of these global companies will be able to solve for. Like, I mean, except for maybe GPay, I don't think the last global product that has really done well in India. Would GPay be the last one? I mean, you could argue that YouTube Shorts and Instagram Reels have also got enough adoption, but effectively what we're saying is that adoption is not satiating the real demand of India, which is why these products need to exist per se. And now we've seen enough success stories to get the confidence that this will continue. We will keep, like how Unilever had to figure out ki achha, what Unilever India needs to do is something different. We need different brands. We need a different strategy. That same concept will need to get applied, and none of these global guys are able to at least focus on that micro segmentation of the heterogeneity that we have in our population per se. Also, the size of prize is not large enough, right? Like, even if I see Pocket FM, agar $150 ARPU bana rahe US mein aur profitable hai, aur India mein $10 bana rahe, aur ab, I know they can try and follow and say, okay, we'll do. That's why the Pocket TV has been launched, to hopefully capture the micro drama segment and say ki we'll do better here as well. But ab large company mein resource allocation, I'm assuming, is now going to that, you know, $150 ARPU, which is where I think we discussed this with Sameer also, right? Chiraki, ek bar ek brand bada jata, ek segment bada jata, fir resource allocation aur prioritization fir wahi jati hai. To do an innovation in this is going to be very, very hard.
For an emerging market, it's like one emerging segment is expected to grow. Today, it's contributing less than 1% of the overall revenue. As a CEO, if you take that call, I'm sure they're going to get a beating on the stock exchange.
The product call has to be taken.
But I think launching a Pocket TV makes sense, right? Alag hi ek bana do app karke. You can fund it, and maybe someone... Because from what I hear, 2-3 of these teams are all ex-Pocket FM only. तो ऐसा नहीं कि टैलेंट नहीं है उनके पास. इनफैक्ट दे वुड हैव रियलाइज कि भाई हमारा ही टैलेंट जाके नई कंपनी खड़ी कर रहा है, तो हम ही कर लेते हैं ना करके. इट्स एन इंटरेस्टिंग, लाइक यू हैड द फ्लिपकार्ट माफिया एंड बिटवीन क्रिएटिंग डिफरेंट काइंड ऑफ कंपनीज. इट्स ऑलमोस्ट लाइक, दो मेनी पीपल डोंट नो हाउ लार्ज पॉकेट एफएम इज, इट्स ऑलमोस्ट लाइक अ पॉकेट एफएम माफिया क्रिएटिंग माइक्रो ड्रामा एप्स अक्रॉस द कंट्री एंड ऑल सीम टू बी गेटिंग गुड इनिशियल ट्रैक्शन बिकॉज दे नो द इनिशियल वे ऑफ कि स्क्रिप्टिंग कैसे करनी है या फर्स्ट 2-3 टैलेंट्स क्या है.
ये नेटवर्क इफेक्ट सब चीजों में चलता है. So it flows from company building also, that if you get to know, okay, content media kaise banate hain. We have seen this in case of Ultra Human also, wherein you know how to build physical this hardware products. Now we are seeing startups come out. So ye to, you know, ambition also travels in network effects, and startup skills also in network effects, and I would want to believe some amount of moats also in network effects.
But Chirag ke business is very safe from all of this, Rahul, because uske business ke network effect aise hai टीम छोड़ के जाए, बोले कि हम एक और गोकु बनाएंगे, बोले कि मर्चेंट तो हमारे पास है, तुम्हारे पास सॉफ्टवेयर बना के क्या ही कर लोगे, कर दिया. सो वी ऑलवेज कीप मेकिंग फन ऑफ द फैक्ट दैट चिराग इज द ओनली वन प्लेइंग इनफाइनाइट गेम्स. मैं और शांतनु तो फाइनाइट गेम खेल रहे हैं. सेम होता है ना, ब्रांड में एक वेज मिल जाता है. लाइक आई एम श्योर यू हैव सीन, यू वर पार्ट ऑफ द होनासा जर्नी, राइट? आई एम श्योर यू हैव सीन सम एक्स होनासा फोक्स सेइंग, अच्छा आप स्किन केयर में एक ये नया ट्रेंड आ रहा है, हम यहाँ पे एक ब्रांड बनाएंगे करके टाइम्स. सो आई थिंक दैट ऑलवेज कंटिन्यूज.
राहुल, ये लोग मेरी टांग खींचते रहते हैं. आई एंडेड अप गिफ्टिंग हिम दैट बुक, फाइनाइट एंड इनफाइनाइट बुक्स. तब से वो मेरे को बोल रहा है कि तू इनफाइनाइट जर्नी में, वेयर एज द बुक वाज गिफ्टेड विद दैट पर्पस कि लेट्स अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट दिस गाय इज ट्राइंग टू से सो दैट वी कैन इंप्लीमेंट. फॉर श्योर नॉट ऑन दैट काइंड ऑफ अ जर्नी वेयर वी आर फार फार फ्रॉम यू नो बीइंग इनफाइनाइट.
मेबी आई एम श्योर ऑल, अदरवाइज आई सेड आई थिंक देयर आर सो मेनी गुड बिजनेसेस टू बी बिल्ड इन इंडिया. सो आई एम That's from outside, I believe both of you are building some very interesting companies. So that's good.
Interesting, जरूर बना रहे हैं. अब वो durability और infinite अलग chapter है.
ठीक है, मतलब तो
वो question बहुत जल्दी आएगा राहुल. Like, you know, now the favorite exit for most private investors is कि यार let's go public, right? So I keep telling my team also that it's not that easy. You will need to really exhibit the predictability and durability of a business at a very different level if you want to go public, right? Like, that's the real test. Like, they prefer to see founders or at least management teams play infinite games in that sense.
नहीं होता है, दैट इज ट्रू. आई थिंक द अदर एरिया दैट आई एम वेरी बुलिश विच वी डिडंट टॉक इनफ अबाउट इज दिस होल एआई फॉर शॉपिंग, एंड वी आर सीइंग फ्यू कंपनीज देयर इज, जैसे एआई स्टाइलिस्ट हो गया, राइट? एआई डूइंग सर्च फॉर यू, विच वन कैन आर्ग्यू विल बिकम पार्ट ऑफ परप्लेक्सिटी और वन ऑफ दोज कंपनीज. सो I think wo bhi, or you know, just in terms of what will go well with what, in some sense, what should I wear today? There are a lot of those things, or finding something similar someplace else. Ki mujhe ye dress achhi lagi, iska picture khencha, but which other three platforms can I buy this on? So that is another area which I don't think, matlab, at least I feel ki standalone business nahi hai. But it's a very interesting way to become a full-fledged commerce
player. तो अर्ली 2000s में जंगली था, जंगली इक्विवेलेंट से यू कैन स्टार्ट, व्हिच इज अ मेटा. सो बाय द वे, वेरी पीपल डोंट नो, चिराग यूज्ड टू हैव अ बिजनेस बिफोर दिस व्हिच वाज द मेटा फूड डिलीवरी बिजनेस. लाइक ही वुड बी, इट वाज कॉल्ड, मे बी चिराग यू कैन एक्सप्लेन बिजनेस क्या था, बट दैट वॉज द वेज टू बी अ मेटा सर्च इंजिन एंड देन पावर कॉमर्स. बट यू आर राइट, स्टैंड अलोन बिजनेस वेरी वेरी हार्ड टू बिल्ड देयर.
No, I think we ended up discussing this in the quick commerce episode also.
Achha.
That I think if you create a 10x better experience on AI stylist and then match it with inventory,
yeah,
then I think, you know, 15 minute delivery in fashion can be at least attempted that way. Right? Wo pura hi experience change karna padega, right? Wherein you know, okay, I have this which inventory which can be serviced. And then can you, basis my taste and what I want to wear today, basis weather, etc., can you do that? In that, I think the only challenge which at least, Rahul, what I was reading is, and is that cost of, let's say, reading, downloading, and then an image is still high. You know, voice is getting there. But doing those images and then understanding and then objectifying that, okay, this is what, you know, you're trying to buy, is still high. I don't know how people are solving for it. But at least at the moment, that's one cost of inferencing which continues to be a blocker. Jo ki mujhe dikh raha hai. I might be unaware in terms of, let's say, people would have figured out different ways. But opportunity legitimate. Right, and as India becomes premiumized, we will see that a lot of expenditure will happen on fashion.
Yes.
which is discovery led, which is, you know, I can go on in terms of wo badhta hi rehne wala.
Yeah.
So styling mein aap ek dekh rahe ho, aur around AI shopping, what else? Let's say any other segment specific thing.
So there are few companies who are saying ki I will understand users' intent better, but there I feel ki AI first search engine will do a good job of understanding a user's intent, whether one needs a vertical quote unquote AI search engine. There is that doubt in mind, but there are founders who are thinking that way also.
Micro drama is all vertical short videos, and that's like a one very key wedge. Key instead of horizontal, create everything in 9x16. You're saying even search will move to that, like because you're taking photos like that, then you are able to just. Yeah.
But search is already vertical, right? Like, तो वहां मतलब वो मुझे मुझे वो डाउट है कि स्टैंड अलोन बिजनेस होगा, मुझे लगता है ओवरऑल सर्च में आ जाएगा. बट एआई स्टाइलिस्ट इज वेरी डिफरेंट. इट इज लाइक अंडरस्टैंडिंग रिवांत है, उसको क्या पसंद आ रहा है, उस पर क्या अच्छा लग रहा है, उसको बताओ पेयरिंग क्या कर सकते हैं. अगर सो यू काइंड ऑफ अंडरस्टैंड द यूजर ऑल्सो ओवर अ पीरियड ऑफ टाइम.
रिसेंटली लॉन्च्ड, आई सॉ ग्लांस का बहुत कुछ पीआर हुआ था. वाज इट समथिंग सिमिलर?
द ग्लांस.ai आई थिंक. या
I could not go to that event, so मुझे exactly पता नहीं कि वो हो सकता है वो हो.
So but what I know what I don't know what they're trying to do, but I know what the app did.
Okay.
You upload your photo, and then you know they give you like 10 different styles of you looking in different backgrounds and different clothing. Right. It of course is inspiration that okay, ये तो अच्छा लग रहा है. Okay, I'm supposed to go on a vacation. ये dress बढ़िया लग रहा है. It's not become shoppable at the moment. I think it's still taking to Myntra, or at least in my case, it was taking to some non-Indian websites. But the idea was similar, Rahul, that can you draw inspiration? I think there are people. You're right that there are people. It's a legit opportunity in white space as well. कि फैशन में अभी ये पता करना कि मेरे पे क्या फिट होगा, ह्यूज प्रॉब्लम, क्या अच्छा लगेगा, एंड देन कॉन्टेक्स्ट कीप चेंजिंग. फ्राइडे आई वांट टू वियर वेरी डिफरेंट टू यू नो लेट्स से क्वार्टर प्लानिंग एक्सरसाइज, इट्स वेरी डिफरेंट.
देयर आर सम पीपल हु वांट टू नो कि इसकी जब
साइज गिर जाए तो मतलब
वो भी है, मतलब दैट इज अनदर यूज केस इन दिस कि आपको Myntra pe ek dress achhi lagi, but jab thodi si price kam ho jata pata.
Yeah, that's the I think overall jungly where it started, right? Which is over indexation on the price.
Yes.
Per se. But interesting you say. Yeah. But you see this in shopping only. You don't see this beyond, sorry, in fashion only. You don't see this beyond fashion because the others you are saying are not itne complex decision making process nahi.
Haan, and they are more price or maybe brand driven in some sense. Wo bahut exact. बस उसमें नहीं पता है कि मुझे 55 इंच का टीवी खरीदना है, कौन सी ब्रांड अच्छी है, डिफरेंट पॉइंट ये क्या प्राइस में मिल रहा है, कहां पे.
या
यहां पे द जर्नी इज मच लॉन्गर, राइट? लाइक लॉट ऑफ पीपल जस्ट कीप स्टफ इन द शॉपिंग कार्ट, दे डोंट बाय.
यू पांच होम एंड डेकोर विल बी अनदर सेगमेंट व्हिच विल आल्सो हैव अ नीड. होम एंड डेकोर दैट विल गो थ्रू दैट सिमिलर साइकिल, बट आई थिंक फैशन पहले शुड एक्सप्लोड.
Fashion is larger, higher frequency, so and it's very personal. Home decor becomes slightly more family ke liye.
Right? Family ke liye, higher AOV, more consideration, you know, more consultation between family members.
You would want to, before buying, just see na ki yaar mere photo dekh ke kaisa lag raha hai bookshelf. And I could argue that if you're buying 5,000, 6,000 rupee frames or shelves and stuff, like that higher AOV actually may help make the AI costs and all of this worth it. Why is it that TAM is small? Now, we don't buy home decor online. How do
you solve it? Revant is with offline stores. If you see furniture, most of it is still not bought online except very basic furniture. Right? So, you can say the omnichannel approach. Instead of having an AR approach of saying कि मेरे घर में कैसा दिखेगा, basically saying मेरे को स्टोर में दिखाओ, वो एक रूम में रखा हुआ वहां पे कि लेआउट बना हुआ है बेडरूम का, तो एक बेड के साथ कैसा दिखेगा, वो वहां जाके देख ले.
वो अभी इतना अच्छा नहीं है रेवंत. यू कैन एक्चुअली सी दैट AR व्यू ऑन Amazon. wherein, let's say, you go to this home and decor section and try and put it on your in your room. But it doesn't give you that kind of a feel that, okay, it gives you conviction.
Ki khareed. Mein kaam nahi hua hai. What? Like, I'm just saying technology.
I think needs improvement.
Well, see,
I think 10x better experience nahi hai, which I can compare it with offline.
वहां पे जाओगे तो आपको लकड़ी की क्वालिटी भी देख लोगे, खोलोगे उसको, राइट, वो कलर एग्जैक्टली क्या पता चलेगा. अभी यहाँ बहुत पता चल गया कि आपकी इस एरिया में कितना बड़ा लगेगा,
कैसा दिखेगा एग्जैक्टली. एग्जैक्ट फील फैशन इज वेरी इजी टू रिटर्न. एंड में ना राहुल मैं देखा है, आप देखो एंड में कपड़े की क्वालिटी भी चाहिए ना मेरे को, कैसा दिखेगा ठीक है, बट इन द एंड हाउ प्रीमियम इट लुक्स व्हेन पीपल सी मी इज आल्सो डिपेंडेंट ऑन व्हाट टेक्सचर ऑफ द क्लॉथ इज, हाउ डज इट फील ऑन माय स्किन. But those are things that people will say order करते return कर देंगे, नहीं मजा आया तो. Fashion में तो वो कर सकते ना, ये वाला बहुत तकलीफ होता है, unpack करो, assemble करो, फिर मजा नहीं आ रहा है, लकड़ी quality हम return करो, it's a very big pain. So people still prefer to, I guess, do this. Anything else that you're saying apart from these segments जो आप excited हो कि यार AI से we think that this industry will now have a step change and new models will emerge.
सी फाइनेंशियल सर्विसेज में भी है थोड़ा सा, वहां पे क्वेश्चन रहता है कि एक्यूरेसी बहुत ज्यादा चाहिए, मतलब यू कांट बी रॉन्ग, राइट. सो यस, यू कैन डू वेल्थ प्लानिंग फॉर समबडी इफ यू कुड अंडरस्टैंड, बट हाउ डू यू नो
किसकी रिस्क प्रोफाइल है. आज के जो वेल्थ मैनेजमेंट एप्स हैं वो तो क्वेश्चन ही बताते कौन से बहुत पर्सनलाइज सर्विस करने
का. हाउ आर कंज्यूमर्स वांट नाउ, एआई कैन मेक इट मोर पर्सनल. आई जस्ट फील इट इज टू हाई स्टेक अ गेम. लाइक इफ आई हैव टू लेट्स से क्या मेरे 5 लाख 10 लाख रुपए में इस एडवाइजरी के बेसिस पे मैं इन्वेस्ट करूँ, दैट माइट बी टू मच ऑफ अ रिस्क. आई स्टिल वांट वो ह्यूमन कनेक्ट, क्यों आके बताएगा कोई एक्सपर्ट है जो समझाया, मैं 4 क्वेश्चन और आंसर करेगा किसने किया. सो आई थिंक वहाँ पे वो एक इशू रहा है.
बट डू यू सी फॉर एग्जाम्पल देयर वाज अ स्पेट ऑफ वेल्थ मैनेजमेंट एप्स डूइंग वेल विद लेवरेजिंग यूट्यूब कंटेंट एंड बिल्डिंग अ लार्ज टॉप ऑफ फनल ऑडियंस, राइट. नाउ wouldn't that happen, let's say if AI inferencing costs are coming down and content costs are coming down, I could say that I will use AI, say the most trendy information ko breakdown karke, okay, this is what will happen, Israel and Iran have started a war and therefore these are the second order effects, these are the stocks that could do well. Just so much content can be created, right, which would be micro size, bite size, which is on the fly, which is maybe better for decision making. I actually think India still, because of the low trust thing, I will still maybe still pay for content and learning and say decision to main lunga. Like there is a reason why people still trade stocks themselves, right? FNO mein itna kyun hota hai sattebazi? Kyunki logo ko lagta hai ki yaar mujhe zyada pata hai, right? We still have a smaller volume in a PMS, right? Than the volume which is going in sattebazi karne ke liye, right? So content could be a great wedge where then and piche trading APIs banana to again you go into commerce only, but could be a great wedge for a new broker to emerge. Like I don't know if that's a play that you guys could think of.
So ye mera personal view, I don't look at financial services, so unfortunately main thoda sa outside in view de raha hu without understanding the sector. I feel ki people, it's such a high stake, people want to see track record before they invest on it, right? So there are a lot of things that go in your mind even if you're making a small investment. So we have a company which I would say in a slightly different angle, which is a company called GoodScore. Like again, it is in the fintech space, but what they do is they use AI to help people improve their credit score. So pehle to wo AI से कंज्यूमर की क्रेडिट रिपोर्ट पढ़ते हैं, मतलब आई कांट अंडरस्टैंड माई ओन क्रेडिट रिपोर्ट 40-50 पेज की जो होती है. तो पहले तो पढ़ते हैं, जनरली दीज आर पीपल इन पेन, पीपल हु हैव बीन डिफॉल्टेड ऑन 2-3 लोन्स. अब उनका इस क्रेडिट स्कोर 650 पहुंच गया, उसको कोई लोन ही नहीं दे रहा, राइट. एंड ही हैज नो वे ऑफ फिगरिंग आउट क्या करूं मैं. बेसिकली व्हाट दे डू इज पहले AI से पढ़ते हैं, फिर वीडियो जनरेट करते हैं एंड स्टेप बाय स्टेप ओवर अ पीरियड ऑफ टाइम बताते हैं कि कैसे अपना क्रेडिट स्कोर इंप्रूव कर सकते हो आप. एंड देन दे मेक दोज ट्रांजेक्शन्स ऑल्सो हैपन, कि अगर आपकी EMI को इक्वेटेड वीकली इंस्टॉलमेंट में कन्वर्ट करना है तो देर इज एन अप्रोच टू डू इट, राइट. सो देर आर लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स दैट दे डू, बट जो मेन रेवेन्यू ड्राइवर है इट इज द AI कॉन्टेंट विच पीपल पे फॉर, बिकॉज दे सी एन आउटकम एंड ऑफ टू मंथ सिक्स मंथ कि उनका क्रेडिट स्कोर इम्प्रूव हुआ है. तो ये थोड़ा सा मतलब आई वुड से दिस इज एन एरिया वेयर यू आर इन पेन, यू आर विलिंग टू टेक अ इंक्रीमेंटल स्टेप एंड यू सी एन आउटकम एंड यू कंटिन्यू पेइंग राइट. इन्वेस्टमेंट इन दैट सेंस इज स्लाइटली डिफरेंट वन बिकॉज वो जिसके लिए 50,000 बड़ी बात है वो उसके लिए 50,000 बड़ी बात है राइट. और जिसके लिए 10 लाख बड़ी बात है 10 लाख बड़ी बात है वो इतनी आसानी से कन्वर्ट नहीं होता सिर्फ कॉन्टेंट.
व्हाट आई वाज ट्राइंग टू गो इन राहुल इज द इफ आई सी द इमर्जेंस ऑफ सो मेनी ट्रेडिंग एप्स व्हिच आर नाउ ऑल लार्ज, सम ऑफ देम ऑब्वियसली लैच्ड ऑन टू द डिजिटाइजेशन. देन पोस्ट कोविड देयर वाज अ बिग वेव. Obviously, if you're making money, FNO became big, stock markets all went up, UPI micro payments became big, right? So in fact, from what I understand, 50% of UPI autopay is actually SIPs today in the country, right? All of these have helped, let's say, 7-8 apps become big. But today, if I have to come up, see, building a trading app is not a hard problem. But how do you get people to transact on you? It's not just a cool UI UX or saying that I have FNO, this guy didn't have FNO. Or I have a faster, refresh of the pricing is every second and not every 3 seconds. Pehle ye sab chote chote wedge pe naye apps ban gaye. I think you guys had invested in this company called Frontpage, which was building a community-led trading eventually, right? Ki community banegi jahan pe discussion hoga, financial advice hogi in the community. And then people would pay for and find experts to maybe pay for and support. So very nuanced, I think, approach. But aise kuch approach ban sakte mujhe lagta hai abhi in fintech.
Bilkul, I agree. I now understood what you're saying. In fact, there is an alternative space where I've seen it work, which is in astrology. I will not name the company, but there is a company which is a human astrologers. Usi mein business hai. Because the tech guy was slightly more, forward-looking. They build a top of the funnel AI astrology, which is just for basic stuff. Ki aap every day ki aap apni whatever forecast sun lo, simple questions answer kar lo. Basically, engagement funnel. फिर जब पैसे देने की बात आई तो आपको actual astrologer से बात करा देते.
Because now today in the it's a cutthroat space, right? Everybody has a fast app where everybody is saying zero brokerage, right? So, or FNO pe thoda bahut paisa bana lo, and everybody is profitable, everybody is very large. So, for you to get in now, content could be a very unique leverage to get in.
Very nice.
Chalo, at least, isme kuch dikhega, Ritesh ko bolna fir at least angel check lene ke liye. Great, Asan. I think this was lovely, lovely episode. Thanks a lot for doing this. We missed Shantanu dearly. I think we became a very objective, nuanced discussion. Shantanu ka to hasi mazak zyada hota hai. He's the fun guy amongst us. He's the guy who's like, yaar, tum log bahut seriously lete ho ye sab, yaar. Let's look at the philosophical, entertaining view as to how we can enjoy the next 10 years. I think he sleeps the best among all of us. So clearly, you can see the reason why. But appreciate you doing this, sir. Very, very helpful. I think at least I learned a few things. My team is going to get some pain because we don't have an AI assistant on WhatsApp. So thanks for that as well.